B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Alrighty, it's the 3 o'clock hour of the Mike Mussinelli Show, and 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Corpley's Bakery and Deli. World famous made pie, hoagie, party trays, every bit is good. News for this hour, how about Florida throwing her hat in the ring? We were in Arizona a little earlier. We're open for business, sports teams, come on. We can do it. Florida governor has just opened the state to any pro sports team, and he has told the commissioners that they can do it safely down there in Florida.
Well, he has somewhat of an advantage. One, the UFC is now going to have, by the end of the week, they'll have three events already there. Somebody did test positive. They pulled those people out. So they'll have some proof. They've already been open for sports for a while. So what's setting up is Arizona, Texas, Florida. If you get enough tests, you can start your league.
They want some of that action.
They want some of that.
These states.
And here's the thing. If you get enough tests, and that's everything. And I know people could try to say that testing's not important. It's everything. But if you get enough tests, we had Salisbury on a couple weeks. He said that there's a realistic possibility of baseball returning with basically three sets of leagues, in Arizona, a Texas, and a Florida. I honestly think that may end up happening.
All right. We shall see.
If they acquire the test, and that's the one thing they have not done. For whatever reason. Seems odd to me that they haven't acquired the test. If they can.
Everything's good. Everything's good in Arizona and Florida.
Well, I don't know if it's good. You got to where to test that. Yeah. Where to test.
See, this is what people, you think people are going to think that like the consumer hears this and they go, I don't know. What about the test? They're going, let's go.
Right. And that's the thing. The UFC, every single person.
You're careless.
And then, right.
You know.
You got it. Without the testing, none of this is done. Now, maybe they're preparing for to have the test, and they're just not telling us, which is fine. Just get them.
The 3 o'clock hour, let's start it off with this, because Dan Orlovsky was on with Anthony earlier today. He's got Carson Wentz as the top five quarterback in the league. However, the MVP odds have just come out. Odds to win the 2020 NFL MVP. I'll read the top five.
All right.
Mahomes is the favorite.
Makes sense.
Lamar Jackson, second.
Last year's winner.
Russell Wilson, third.
Yep.
Deshaun Watson, fourth.
Too high.
Dak Prescott, five.
Yeah. He was high last year.
Do you believe Carson Wentz is the top five quarterback in the league right now as we stand?
No, I think I have him seventh.
You have him seventh?
Yeah.
All right, so you have the five that I just mentioned ahead of him?
No, I don't have Dak ahead of him.
You don't have Dak ahead of him?
No.
All right, so you got Mahomes, Lamar, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson?
I don't have Watson.
Got three of them, so who's four?
Well, Aaron Rodgers, did you mention?
Aaron Rodgers, I did not mention, because he's not in the top five of the rankings here.
Yeah, that's just MVP. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
MVP. You got Aaron Rodgers.
Brady, I still have ahead of him.
You got Brady ahead of him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had like one more.
Breeze?
Yeah, I'll go Breeze.
You got Breeze ahead of him?
Yeah.
How about Matt Ryan?
No.
No?
No. Great weapons.
All right, so you've got Mahomes, Jackson, Wilson, Rodgers, Brady, Breeze.
That's it.
And then Wentz.
Mm-hmm. And Jackson.
Wentz ahead of Prescott.
Yes, by a fair margin. Some of that is projecting based on if everybody had equal weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying if Wentz had Michael Thomas.
Right.
Like Breeze did, I think he'd rip it up.
Okay.
I think he'd rip it up like he had the worst weapons by far.
All right, so
all of those
at worst, the Eagles had the seventh best quarterback in the league.
I think so.
As they start this season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I wonder how many. Have you wavered from that? Because there was a time when most fans would say he was the top five. So have you wavered at all from that? And if so, what would have made you waver? I think the drafting of Jalen Hurts made you waver. That's my theory.
I completely agree. I still think the guy is special. I think that their number one priority should have been getting him more help. And it seemed like it was the number two priority. It wasn't last, but it definitely wasn't first.
Okay. Let's go to Jerome in Sicklerville. Jerome, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jerome?
Hey, Mike. How you guys
what's
doing?
What's up, Jerome?
First of all, I heard your list for the centers. Thank you for putting Kareem Abdul-Jabbar first. if he was on, if you just put all of them together, I would see him ahead of Jordan. I've always thought he was ahead of Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jabbar was the greatest player of all time. I believe that.
Okay.
Okay, I just wanted to say that. And I believe Carson Wentz is, when you talk about quarterbacks in the rankings, he's only behind Mahomes. That's it. Lamar Jackson shouldn't even be in there, to be honest with you. I think I call all the time and say, Wentz is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Get him there.
So right now you would not have Lamar Jackson ranked ahead of Wentz?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
And you saw it in the playoffs when they.
Yeah, well, we're talking about like right now though. Like he may not be as hot as he was last year. In which case, if we're evaluating right now the season he had last year, he has to get credit for it. Don't you think?
I don't know. Okay. I mean, everybody's got a couple weapons, and it seemed like the Eagles are just. You know, I don't know. We'll see how these guys work out, but
okay.
I'd like to see the guy get some genuine weapons so he can win that Super Bowl, and then they'll go for another one.
All right. I wouldn't have him, too. But I hear you.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
I'm ready.
We have a general knowledge question for you.
I'm ready.
And here it is.
I think.
What is notorious criminal Ted Kaczynski better known as?
Say that again?
What is the notorious criminal Ted Kaczynski better known as?
Is that the Unabomber?
That is correct. He is the Unabomber. He's still in the slam, right? He didn't die, did he? He died?
I think he died,
right?
Did
he die?
He might
Unabomber?
Have died.
I don't know about the,
I think
the
he's
Unabomber
dead.
Dead.
Someone's dead.
Well, yeah.
One of those guys.
Someone's dead. What?
No.
Timothy McVeigh's dead, right?
Huh?
Tim
McVeigh's definitely dead.
Yeah,
I think
dead.
The Unabomber might be dead.
Nah.
No, Unabomber's still living?
He's
77 years old.
Dang.
Where is he? What prison is he in?
He's in...
Unlocked in Folsom Prison. Johnny Cash.
Speaking of Johnny Cash, there you go.
He sang for him.
He did.
Yeah,
no,
sang
where
for is him
he?
And then went home. He is in one of the a Supermax in Florence, Colorado.
Oh, he's in Colorado.
Oh.
Yeah, he got eight life sentences without the possibility of a parole. 77, he can't have much time left.
I guess if you want to go to prison, Colorado would be a good state for you to be in prison.
Not right? Supermax.
What?
23-hour lockdown.
Oh, really?
No windows.
Like, you're allowed.
Oh,
out.
Really?
You're allowed out a little bit.
23-hour lockdown.
Well, 1 hour.
So then one hour of the day?
Not outside. You're only allowed.
You can't go outside at all?
Not at the Supermax. They don't play any games there. Maybe
they don't even let you look at the Rocky Mountains.
He's a Unabomber. He shouldn't be allowed.
He's the Unabomber.
I'd say just go out in the yard and take like 10 minutes.
You might be able to look through a little slit for an hour, but Supermax is no joke.
Really?
You don't want to mess with the Supermax.
Listen, I get Supermax to be tight. You're telling me that everybody in Supermax aren't allowed outside
ever? I'm saying not killers at Supermax. I bet you there's somebody who has done some things, and at some point, but they're not going to let a Unabomber
go. Chains on their arms and legs, and then somebody just bringing them outside the door for 10 seconds.
I don't think so.
You're the Unabomber.
Not when you're the Unabomber. How many people you get? You kill 8 people.
Privileges. I get it. It was a heinous crime. I'm just saying, they keep these people indoors all the time?
There are people who think that it's inhumane even for killers to treat them that way. Supermax is no joke.
Oh, well. And never mind.
No phone calls.
I thought he's a prisoner to go ask the Rocky Mountain capped and, make his day.
I don't even think you can send him a letter. Like, those prison letters.
Yeah.
Sometimes at the Supermax, you don't even get the prison letters.
Hmm.
It's rough out there in the streets.
It is. 610-632-0975 is how you get in. General Knowledge Wednesday, we have a chip truck winner. 2 o'clock hour, a winner of the Hurst chip truck, Greg Harvey. Congratulations to Greg. $100 gift certificate to Lee's is at stake for later. Charles in Gloucester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Charles.
How you doing?
What's up, Charles?
I called you in a long time, Mike.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate you getting back with us.
Yeah, I listen to you every day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I have a... you're fine, sir. All right, you good. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
There's some... You good. There's some guards that I don't see that I'm having a problem with not being on your list.
Okay, who you got?
All right. Pistol Pete Maravich.
Yeah, not a top 20.
Okay, how about JoJo White?
Not a top 20, come on.
Earl the Pearl Monroe?
Not top 20. Yeah, these are all good players, not top 20.
All right. Clyde Frazier?
No.
And David Thompson?
No.
Okay.
Well, listen, my 15 to 20, and you make the case yourself. I got Barkley 15, Kawhi 16, Elgin Baylor 17, Stockton 18, Iverson 19, Isaiah 20. Now, any of those guys that you mentioned belong ahead of those five I just named?
Not exactly, but then, all right, where you got Barkley, I would have put John Havlicek there.
Well, Havlicek was the 21st on my list. He got out.
Oh, okay. What about... Elvin Hayes is really a...
Elvin Hayes is center. He was my ninth-ranked center of all time.
All right, and what about Dave DeBuscher and or John Lucas?
No, man, come on. Come on, bro.
I'm just,
John, I know. You go old school on me. Dave DeBuscher, come on.
Well,
you must have liked that Knicks. You must have liked that Knicks team. You named three guys.
Well, yeah. Well, actually, I named...
Oh, you named four. You named Earl Monroe. You named Clyde Frazier, Dave DeBuscher, and who else?
And Bill Bradley.
And Bill Bradley. That's four starters in that team.
Yeah.
He must have been a Knicks fan.
When I was a kid, yeah.
All right. Let me give you a general knowledge question. Sports movies, right? I'm going to give you two sports movies, and you got to tell me an actor in each of the movies. So we'll go into hockey. The hockey movies are The Mighty Ducks and Slapshot. Give me two actors, one actor that starred in each.
I don't know.
Oh, really? Mighty Ducks and Slapshot.
And my wife loves Disney movies.
Wow. Charles. You got the Ziggy there. Mighty Ducks, Emilio Estevez, Slapshot, Paul Newman.
Yeah, that's
the answers. That was an easy question.
Yeah, Gordon Bombay, one of the greatest sports coaches of all time. And Mighty Ducks.
There you go. Now, I'm getting a little contention here on the email board.
Oh, boy.
So let's go with, first of all, Nick checks in and he said, Curry versus Pippen. The stats are not even close. Curry's the better player.
Yeah, if you just look at stats and don't watch the game, Pippen played elite defense. He shut down Magic Johnson in the NBA Finals. It's harder to quantify defense in your stat when you're looking at just stats.
All right, now, here's a legitimate inquiry. Marcus says, having Stockton over Curry is ridiculous.
That one, I think if there's an argument to be made.
Oh, I can maybe go with that. But Curry still didn't get my top 20. Somebody else gets the top 20 for Curry. Havlicek gets in there then.
Yeah. Havlicek could get in. There's some players you didn't name that I think are in between. Dominique Wilkins, I think is a better player than Curry. I do.
I don't know about Dominique.
I think Dominique is a better player.
Very good player, but not top 20 worthy. Never won anything. It was a highlight film dunk machine.
Used to score at a high level.
Yeah, I know he did, but I don't think so, man.
I think he's better. I'm trying to think.
I think he's like in the 30 range.
All right, that's not good.
All right. So now also, Jim checks in. Dwayne Wade is too high on your list.
No, he's not.
He wouldn't be in my top 25, Jim says.
Come on. All right.
Now, that's silly. Yeah, he wouldn't be in your top 25.
He's a very disrespected player as well.
Andrew Pippen doesn't even belong in the Hall of Fame, let alone top 30 of all time. Come on, man. I thought you knew basketball better than that. A lot of Pippen haters. Church of Jordan? Is that what it is?
Yeah, because if you give Pippen any credit, then the one thing that LeBron has is when he took that wretched team to the finals in Cleveland, where who knows who the second best player really was on that roster.
Yeah.
If you, by giving Pippen any praise, that makes you acknowledge that Jordan always had a great player playing with him. And the Church of Jordan can't stomach that. Because God forbid you give someone else credit, even though you rank Jordan number one.
I rank Jordan number one, just so people are satisfied.
I've also heard Church of Jordan people say that Robin shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame because all he did was rebound. I've heard that too from Church of Jordan people as a way to tear down Michael, tear everybody else down to raise up Jordan because he won those second three titles with nobody. Pippen stunk and so did Rodman. Who was he out there with?
All right, so here's another guy. Michael checks in. Bird ain't top five, bro. What? Well, who is your, like, if you're not including centers, how do you have a list that have Bird top five?
Well, who'd you have six?
Oscar.
All right, well, and you had Durant where?
Seven.
Right. Now, let's say Durant wins a title with the Nets. He's above Bird.
He can move up.
I'm saying, well,
yeah.
I'm saying
he can, but right now, how do you deny Bird top five? Jordan, LeBron, Kobe, Magic, Bird, boom. It's, to me, simple.
Durant's Achilles kept, because I actually think he's better, but he's not more accomplished. Like, he doesn't have the resume.
That's what I'm saying. Like, right now, he's not more accomplished than Bird.
The Achilles in the finals took a championship impossible, an MVP away from him, and another season away from him to help build that resume to pass Bird.
All right, I need this guy to call me and make the case. This is where I need you on the line to say Bird is not top five, because I want to hear your rationale on who is top five. I want to hear that. If you don't have Bird as five. All right? And he also says Jordan over LeBron is just wrong. Well, because of this, he's gone crazy.
Well,
by that one,
Cuz been mad at me for about a month. The whole quarantine. Cuz I put him above. He thinks it's blasphemy. He's been mad at me ever since. God loved me for 20 years, and he turned on me the last 2 months.
That's funny.
Been in studio because you probably get the silent treatment.
Yeah, been mad at me for a couple of months.
He's not giving it to you to your face.
Love me for 20 years.
610-632-0975. Two lines are open. Good time to check in on General Knowledge Wednesday with Victor in Lehigh Valley. What's up, Victor?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call, man.
How you doing, man?
I just got to clarify some of the stuff about hospital employees getting tested. I'm a hospital employee, Mike, and I'm a courier. I pick up specimens and take them to the lab, and I have COVID-19 specimens sitting behind me in my car, in my van. And I'm looking at the tent across the street where people get tested for this stuff, and nobody's ever in there because you have to have symptoms. So if hospital employees like me, I start new every day, Mike. I start new every day, and it's a lot of agita, Mike.
I can imagine what you go through every day. You're telling me you have coronavirus samples right now in the back of your van.
Yes, we pick them up, and we pick up lab specimens from the different doctors around the Lehigh Valley and the different clinics. So every once in a while, you pick the bag up, and it says COVID-19 on it, and you put it in your little cooler, and you take it to the lab. That's about as close to the COVID thing as you can get.
Well, let me ask you a question. Are you wearing, like, some kind of a hazmat suit?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Mike,
Mike, hand sanitizer, a mask, and gloves.
That's it?
What we have. That's it, Mike. This is frontline.
Yeah, see, and it's funny because a lot of people don't realize the dedication you guys are going through. Really.
Amazing. I would love to be tested because I'm afraid to go to see my parents. I'm afraid to see my grandkids because I feel like I'm a leper.
You can't get tested.
No, that you have to have symptoms. Now I'm looking at a tent across.
Even in your special case, you can't get tested.
Nope. Mike, there would be a line at this tent I'm looking at. All the hospital workers would be walking out to get tested. There's no one in that tent, Mike. So you have to have symptoms to get tested. So what you're hearing from the administration, it's just very annoying. Where's all the tests? Where are they? Where are the millions of? They're out there. The millions of tests.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, just kidding.
Well, listen, I'm glad you called, brother. Be safe. Careful.
I will, Mike, appreciate it, and I appreciate listening to you guys.
If you want a General Knowledge question, I want to give you something. We'll give you a chance that we'll get something here. Here it is. Not so, fairly modern history, 1960s. Okay. All right, so let's go here. What gang provided security for the Rolling Stones at the Altamont Free Concert? Oh, is he gone? Oh, we lost him. Oh, he hung up. Yeah, he had the answer and hung up.
Yeah, lost his phone.
Well, that was a notorious concert there. Where
I've
killed.
Seen a couple
shot.
Of documentaries on that one.
Yes, and it was the Hell's Angels that the Rolling Stones misguidedly hired to provide security.
Not think about that.
Yeah, and things went awry real quick.
I bet.
Yeah, like a couple times. One time, one of the angles, a woman is trying to jump on stage, and a Hell's Angel pushes her up off the stage, all roughly. Then that causes the guy that's with the woman to want to fight, and what are you doing?
It spawned a song, though, didn't it? Didn't it spawn Gimme Shelter? Was that the song?
That's what that's from?
That I think that episode spawned Gimme Shelter.
I'd have sued them for the rights to that if I got injured in that.
Yeah.
You write a song based on my injuries.
People were killed in that.
Yeah. Guys, real quick, I just wanted to touch on something. Mm-hmm. There, Monday, I saw a report that Rite Aid is expanding its testing to include asymptomatic patients.
Oh, well, that's good.
You have to apply for
that. You can go online and you apply online and you schedule your slot and then you go to a drive-through testing site. So they're starting to do that. That was as of Monday. I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's good stuff, but that doesn't help that hospital worker who can't get a test at his hospital that he works at.
Oh, yeah. No, that's totally. But there is an option if you do want to go. Again, you have to pre-register to schedule for your time slot, and then you drive up. It's a self-swab, and then you get the results, I guess, in the allotted amount of time. So
right. That's good information. All right, 610-632-0975 is how you climb in on General Knowledge Wednesday on Mike Mussinelli Show. It's on 97.5 Fanatic.
The Mike Mussinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, 3:28. Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. It's General Knowledge Wednesday, and we have a couple of lines, so this is a good time to get in. 610-620-975. Let's get an update on our Twitter poll, which is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons with Natalie Agonoff. Nat?
Thanks, Mike. Today's poll has over 800 votes on it so far. Is Steph Curry the 13th greatest NBA player of all time? 24% say yes, 76% say no.
Wow. Okay. Well, maybe I'm shortchanging Steph. I have no reason to shortchange Steph. I mean, I've enjoyed his work in the NBA. I haven't anything against him. I just think 13 was shockingly high for him. And there's people saying he should be ahead of Pippen. Maybe I'm missing something.
I mean, you can think that. But I do think defense, especially in the NBA, I think defense, we underrate it. We only focus on one side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so horrendous on one end. And Pippen was so great on that other end. And not like he stunk on offense. Yeah. I don't agree.
Yeah. By the way, more on this Altamont Speedway Festival.
Yeah.
Where the Hells Angels were hired. On the recommendation of Grace Slick of the Jefferson Airplane.
Yes.
That's who you're listening to?
Yes.
Who said that they had him at a couple of their concerts and they were fine. And not only that, but they were cheap. They agreed to be the security at this festival for $500 worth of beer.
That's amazing. They're like, I know a great group of guys. They'll do it for cheap.
Yeah, the problem was they were drinking all day, and apparently all they wanted to do was hang out by the stage, and they say prevent murders. And they were drinking beer all day, so they got out of control with the crowd, and they a bit of harassment, and then they went crazy.
You don't say.
And so the card was supposed to be a free concert. Rolling Stones are in the last part of a tour.
Yeah.
And they decided to give people a free concert. So it was the Rolling Stones, Grateful Dead, Santana, Jefferson Airplane, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Flying Burrito Brothers.
Yes. That's a show.
But the Dead, peace lovers, pot smokers that they are, saw the mayhem that was going on in the crowd and got out of Dodge.
Well, that
nails except for the dead fans who are mad at Tyrone.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
Did you hear about this, Mike, on Monday when you were out?
Dead fans are mad at you?
Yeah, and Fish fans.
Oh, really? Why?
Because I said Dave Matthews Band is the of all the jam bands, they're the best one. And the Fish fans and the Grateful Dead fans are both mad at me, but that kind of shows you how stingy they are. You know what they were carrying with them, right? You got guys being all rowdy. Share Grateful Dead.
Share your goods, share your candy.
Calm everybody down.
Yeah.
And maybe you would have saved a couple of lives.
You have probably the best objective look on it. But you have to understand that Grateful Dead fans and Fish fans are probably the most loyal fans on earth.
Oh, I know.
That's what we've learned.
I had to hear from people that work in this building today as well.
Really?
Yeah, not in this company, but you mentioned Pierre. Casey Boy.
Oh, yeah?
He's a big Fish fan.
Yeah. Well, these rockers usually are. These rock radio station dudes.
Yeah, they
usually see the wisdom of Fish and Dead. I never quite got it. Frankly, I didn't really get the Dave Matthews thing either, but I can acknowledge that I would enjoy Dave Matthews and have enjoyed Dave Matthews more than I would the Dead or Fish.
So you've never seen either of those bands live?
I've never seen Fish.
Okay.
I've seen Fish once.
Uh-huh.
Eh.
Well, like you said, it's a cultish following.
But
Fish has.
But apparently I'm not supposed to just listen to the song and like it or dislike it. I'm supposed to be paying attention to how complex all the chords are.
Well, yeah. It's a smooth musical vibe that airlifts you.
What I'm saying is what it is.
Yeah, but you need the thing to be lifted. You need that substance, don't you, to be lifted?
You probably do.
What I mean is, when you go to a concert and a person can sing, it's not a singing contest. You want the song to also be good. what I'm saying is, there's opera singers who have great voices, right?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't necessarily go if they weren't singing a song that you liked. It's not a voice contest. Apparently at Fish, it's not a concert.
Yeah.
It's a technical musical.
And that's what you miss. See, I have respect. Like, I can acknowledge that. That doesn't have to be my bag for me to acknowledge what it does for people.
I don't mind.
You are stubborn to the point where you go, nah.
Now, what I was saying was, I didn't tell people not to enjoy the Grateful Dead or enjoy Fish. If you like them, by all means, like them.
You know, but that's not what you really mean.
You mean you like
a product that sucks is basically what your view
is. What I'm saying is, you like it. Don't then try to convince me that what I like is bad based on something other than this song is better. None of them have come up with this song is better. They're coming up with all these other reasons other than why the songs are better. If you tell me why the songs are better, you got me.
They can't. And this is the thing you miss. They can't tell you why the songs are better. They just feel in their soul the vibe of the Dead and Fish. And you need to respect that.
I respect them.
You don't respect it a little bit.
The disrespect is coming towards me.
Because you disrespected them. Had you said, I can see what it does to people, I'm not necessarily into it, and that would have, that, I mean, that comes off a better way than you mock it.
Well, it's the Tyrone mock. I didn't bring that up as a topic. A caller came to air grievance on me.
You were airing the grievances based on Jerry Stiller.
Yeah, the caller wanted to air a grievance. I said, what? And it was about me saying this apparently on a couple months ago. I said this, didn't even know.
Yeah, see, I would never tell anybody that their group sucks.
I did not say that.
I don't agree with you, and I don't get it, but you like it? I know. I mean, his music is very subjective.
Yeah, that Jefferson Airplane I was just playing.
But speaking of the music, you see where our favorite Canadian rocker, Bryan Adams, got in a little trouble?
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah. We were just talking about him last week.
All of a sudden, he
surfaces. He comes out of the woodwork with a slant towards China.
Yeah.
Did
you feel a kinship with him, Tyrone? He's now a vegan. You see him in the great shape he's in? He's like real thin and, you know, vegan-esque.
Nah,
no?
I'm out on Bryan Adams.
All right. This ESPN list. I'm going to give you their list here because they include centers. My list is different. I'll give you my list after because I can't include centers. Here is the ESPN voters' top 74 players, and I'll just go as far as I can with it. So number one, Jordan. Two, LeBron. Three, Kareem. Four, Russell. Five, Magic Johnson. Six, Wilt Chamberlain. 7, Larry Bird. 8, Tim Duncan. 9, Kobe Bryant. 10, Shaquille O'Neal.
So they, if you take the centers out, but if you take the centers out, they have the same 5 as you in a different order.
They do?
Yes. If you take Duncan and the centers.
Yeah. I have Kobe.
Same 5 as you, different order.
Yeah, different order.
Different order, but they do have the same characters.
Yes. Now, Oscar, 11. Olajuwon, 12. Steph Curry, 13. Kevin Durant, 14. Julius Erving, 15. Jerry West, 16. Karl Malone, 17. So they got Malone way ahead. I mean, Duncan way ahead of Malone, too. I may have to alter that, too.
Yeah.
Moses, 18.
I like
over
that.
Over Dirk, 19.
Okay.
Garnett, 20.
That's another player, by the way, in the top 20 that would go. He's a forward. He would go ahead of Curry, to me.
And they've got Pippen, 21.
That's not that
different. Which is kind of in the, you know, it's in the same realm where I put him.
Yeah.
Elgin Baylor, 22. Charles Barkley, 23. The Admiral, 24. Kawhi Leonard, 25. Giannis, 27.
Way too high.
Stockton, 28. Iverson, 29. And Steve Nash, 30. Well, I think it's a little high for Nash.
Yeah, and how, based on resume, is Giannis ahead of Iverson?
Yeah, this shouldn't be. But see, that again, this is like the, you know, the Greek freak thing. The romance.
And he may get there. Win one title and you beat AI, but you haven't been to the finals and you have the same amount of MVPs. Right. How are you ahead of them?
Now, my list without centers is, it's similar in rank, I think. Jordan, LeBron, Kobe, Magic, Bird, my top 5.
Mm-hmm.
And that's immovable. Oscar, Durant, West. I'll take Karl Malone out of there. I'll put Duncan at 9. And D-Wade is 10. And then the mailman, 11.
Okay.
Pippen, 12. Dirk, 13. Irving, 14. Barkley, 15. Kawhi, 16. Elgin Baylor, 17. Stockton, 18. Iverson, 19. I may have to reverse those. And Isaiah, 20. That's top 20.
Yeah, I think you got a lot of good characters. What's clear on everybody's list, the best Euro ever is Dirk with a bullet.
Yes.
They talk about the European influence, but it's Dirk.
Right.
And a chasm between whoever after mm-hmm. Dirk as far as the Euros.
Yeah. Now, my centers, Kareem, Wilt, Olajuwon, Shaq, Russell, I'll put him in top 5 out of respect. Moses, 6, the Admiral, 7, Ewing, 8, Elvin Hayes, 9, Willis Reed, 10. All right, back to the phones. Tom in Northern Liberties. Tom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike and Mitch, what's going on?
What's up, Tom?
Not too much. You actually just stole my thunder a little bit after the break. My main point was to make your list perfect, to flip-flop Malone and Duncan.
Okay, and I did that. I'm good with that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, the main point being, as of right now, after their careers play out, KD's probably going to be ahead of Duncan, but if you were to make the list right now, you could probably even make the case for Duncan being ahead of KD with 2 MVPs, 3 NBA Finals MVPs, and 5 championships, during, you know, Kobe.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
So. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I totally agree with you on the ESPN and Steph thing. I will say this though, I think these lists take too much into consideration, like how the rest of their careers are going to play out. And at the end of the day, if Steph is going to be considered the best shooter of all time, he probably will have the most 3-pointers of all time. He's going to be high up on list, especially with the way the game's progressed and mm-hmm. more of a shooting league now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. And I get the attraction. I think the eyeballs tell you more right now than the accomplishment because you see the splash on the screen. You see the splash of Curry. You see the splash of Giannis. It's hard to ignore it.
Yeah.
All right, man. Tom, it is time for general knowledge.
Sure.
In honor of Mother's Day, the answers must contain mother. All right? So the clue is rich vein of precious ore. What am I looking for?
I think you got me on this one.
Ooh, the word, it has to have mother in it now. Rich vein of precious ore. Oh, my man's out. My man's out on that. The mother load is the correct answer. All right, 610-632-0975. Let's hear your list. Is mine so crazy off? Scottie Pippen, 12. Does he deserve that lofty ranking? According to the Church of Jordan people, It's the Mike Missinelli Show. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, 345, Mike Missinelli Show. Yes, it's General Knowledge Wednesday today. It's presented by Testo North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having the most accurate tools in their toolbox. When precision measurements better, be sure with Testo. So we're giving away a Hurst chip truck, five of them. We already gave away one. We'll have a winner for this hour soon. Grand prize, $100 gift card to Lee's Hoagie House. They're open for pickup and delivery. Serving up the best cheesesteaks and hoagies in the area since 1953. Open for lunch and dinner. Order now. Find the Lee's closest to you online at Lee's, L-E-E-S, HoagieHouse.com. So a lot of Twitter reaction to this list here. Let's go with this one here. Ace Uno No Drinko says, your whole list is screwed. Also, Curry would put Thomas on spin cycle.
Oh, see the disrespect. That's disrespectful.
It's totally disrespectful. But that's not all. We got, first, doesn't Mutombo make the center's list? No. What? Mutombo in top 10?
Well, he made the top 74.
That ham hand, top 10 centers?
He was like 73 when you combine everybody, so that would lead to people thinking that.
First of all, Parrish belongs on the list before I even think of Mutombo, right? Who else would be on that list before Mutombo? If I gave you Kareem, Wilt, Olajuwon, Shaq, Russell, Moses, the Admiral, Ewing, Elvin Hayes, Willis Reed, you go Parrish next, right?
Zoe Mourning somewhere ahead of
Alonzo
him.
Mourning.
Yeah, Zoe Mourning's ahead of
okay.
him.
Okay. Who else?
I'm trying to think of some of the guys. I don't want to miss anybody. Who was making all-star teams during that era?
I mean, Mutombo, again, close. Because
what about Dave Cowens?
Probably Cowens better.
Yeah, Dave Cowens.
Eventually, you're going to get to Mutombo because he's a center and you're my main centers.
He won defensive player.
If you want to go old school, George Mikan.
Yeah, I can't go.
People say George Mikan.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, what about Wes Unseld?
Unseld probably would be ahead of him.
He won a title, led the league in rebounding. Yeah.
Would Walton be ahead of him?
No.
Walton had better accomplishment than Mutombo. He got hurt. Won a title.
Yeah, but he's too short. And Mutombo's defense was, at the time, special. And they were the first 8th seed to beat a 1 seed. When they beat Seattle, that's an accomplishment.
My personal feelings. I hate him.
I know you do.
I'm
and I understand
time,
the ping pong paddle hands, but he's top 15, so that means you can make an argument that he's top 10. Is really my point.
Okay.
If you're in your
how about
top,
Artis Gilmore?
Nah, I think Mutombo's probably better.
Bob Lanier.
I think Mutombo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think all the guys you named are ahead of him. He's not top 10, but I can see the argument.
All right. Curry, way better than Iverson.
Way better.
Yao Ming. I forget Yao Ming is the center. But Yao.
I can go Yao above him.
Curry better than Iverson. Steph over Iverson. Steph does more for his teams. What are he doing his teams other than have the other guys around the flanks that made him better?
And that caller says all he had when he won his first title was Draymond and Klay Thompson. Oh, yeah? When did Iverson ever have a player as good as Klay Thompson?
Nobody.
His whole career, like basically in his prime here in Philly, did he have a player? Imagine him with a Klay Thompson.
He'd do way more for his team than like the year they went to the finals. Iverson didn't do way more for his team than Steph Curry ever did.
Drug that team for the finals.
All right, 610-622-0975. Let's get to Shane in Downingtown. Shane, you're on 97.5. What's up, Shane?
Talk about Curry.
Go ahead.
All right. Respectful that you get Durant at 7, and you're not even going to put Curry in the top 20.
No, I don't have him in the top 20.
When the Warriors in that decade, when they got, or in that era, when they got KD and Steph, they're 33-4 with Steph on the court and without KD. And then vice versa, though. They're only 28-18 with KD and not Steph.
Yeah, what about the other two players that were on the floor?
But we're talking Steph versus KD here. You're going to have KD 7th, but not even ranked Steph.
KD is a much more dominant player than Steph Curry, don't you think?
Organization, one of the best organizations of basketball chose Steph over KD. They made it obvious.
Yeah, listen, Shane, you sound like a young fella, right? So you worship at the altar of Steph. Am I right?
Ages now.
I'm just asking you a simple question because it seems like the younger view would be that Steph belongs in the top 20. And I don't begrudge you for that.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was just outside shooting hoops, listening to you on the radio.
All right. So you're telling me that Steph Curry belongs ahead of Isaiah Thomas?
I'm a huge Isaiah fan, too. Okay. Like, I'm one of my old players ever.
So
Isaiah Thomas, Steph Curry stretches the floor. Unbelievable.
He does. But can Steph Curry, without help, be as great a player as the people that I'm about to mention to you? Isaiah, Iverson, Kawhi, Barkley, Elgin Baylor?
I can get Kawhi. The Kawhi one I would get. I love AI too, but I'm not going to lie. Curry's got he's been in the last 5 championships. He's won 3. 2 MVPs?
Yeah, look who he's playing with. Look who he's playing with. Does that matter?
The best player in the NBA.
Look who he's playing with on his team, Steph.
Yeah, Klay Thompson is a good shooter, and Draymond Green, who, if he didn't have such of an ego, he wouldn't even be that much of a name.
All right, man. Listen, you want a general knowledge question? Are you still there?
You're talking...
Shane, you got a bad connection, bro. I'm going to give you a general knowledge question.
Okay.
All right, you ready? All right, you ready? In what play would you hear the quote, "Something is rotten in the state of Denmark"?
I have no idea.
All right. I'm sorry. See, you sound like a younger guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, younger guy. Now,
younger guys aren't clued into Shakespeare, to Bill, much.
No, Bill's lost on them. Now, looking it up.
Hammond, by the way, correct.
Durant he's younger than Curry, by the way, mm-hmm. by a year, and he has almost 23,000 points in his career already, mm-hmm. which is pretty darn good. Curry, who's mainly a scorer.
It's possible that I'm missing it here.
He has 16,000 points. Don't get me wrong. 16,000, but that's 20, 30,000. I'm saying Durant looks like he's realistically could hit 30,000 points in this league. He already is far ahead. Curry, we have to remember, is mainly a scorer. People would say he's a point guard, but he's really point guard in name only. A lot of ball handling went to Iguodala, went to Draymond, or Durant throughout his. He's not really always the primary ball handler as far as a distributor. I don't see how less than 17,000 points and you have him 13th overall ever without good defense.
Listen, I would never have him 13th, but it is possible that I am really out of whack here not having him in the top 20 because it seems like most people have him in the top 20. Now, maybe I am giving a little too much credit to Stockton and maybe I can move him out of there. But then, like, can I put Curry ahead of John Havlicek? I don't know. Does Curry belong in the top 20? I never even thought about it, to be honest with you. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm getting a little tormented by it.
I don't think so. Now, there's people out there who, and
I don't hate him at all. I love to see him shoot a basketball. I just never thought that he would be a top 20 player at all time as we sit here in the year 2020. And maybe I'm missing it.
I'm not 100% sure Curry's better than Ray Allen. I'm not 100% sure he's better than Ray Allen. I'm not, you can convince me, but I'm not 100%, because Ray Allen, you can't just look at when he was old. I'm saying Ray Allen in his prime could go dunk on you.
Mm-hmm.
The three-point shot wasn't as prevalent, but he was knocking them down. He made his foul shots and would D up some.
Well,
not sure he's not better than Ray Allen, that he's better than Ray Allen.
Well, how about Harden?
I have always thought Harden was better, but Harden hasn't won at all.
Right.
And he's won multiple times, so I try to... That's the tough part about the ring chasing thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, Jordan throws that off, because once you go 6-0, but before that, people... I always thought Harden year to year is a better player.
All right. We're moving to the 4 o'clock hour on General Knowledge Wednesday. And this is a surprisingly non-busy General Knowledge Wednesday.
Yeah.
So this would be a really good time to pop in. I thought that we would get a ton of reaction on this all-time list. And I think what I'll do is that I'll read the... here's what we'll do. Like, based on my top 20... We'll go back and forth to get a top 50.
Okay.
On who the first player that pops into your head that would have to be on the list.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
All right, 610-63-0975. We're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.